from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I wanted to take you inside Flowery Branch, and I reached out to Will McFadden. He is the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com and a man who knows the team from the inside of the buildings up there, and get kind of his impression of this team as we head towards the game against the Steelers. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Will.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fine here. I'm getting ready for the regular season here. So I wanted to just throw a few questions at you and have you kind of fill in some blanks for some of the fans that we talk to on the radio and on socials here. Do you, Will McFadden, as you come out of this exhibition season, you know, relatively healthy, we understand about, you know, what happened prior to, you know, the arrival of Judon and Simmons, is this team ready for the start of the season?
Yeah, I believe that they are, but I say that having the privilege of being able to watch them in practice throughout training camp and the preseason. And so I completely understand the notion, I think, from the fan base about, okay, this is another preseason in which a lot of the starters have not played, you know, significant reps. So if there is some trepidation about, you know, Kirk Cousins kind of coming back, Grady Jarrett, you know, even Troy Anderson, right? Like, I think there are real questions that are born more from, we just haven't seen it. But if you have been able to kind of get up there and watch practice, the first thing that stands out is really just the amount of full team work that Raheem Morris and his staff have implemented here that is kind of different from anything else I've experienced since I began covering the team very closely in, like, 2017. So they have really not wasted any time, I think, going up in these full kind of 11-on-11 scrimmage periods. They held a full team scrimmage last Wednesday. They, of course, got joint practices against the Dolphins. So there's been a lot of team work this camp. And then on top of that, the tempo set from guys like Kirk Cousins on the offense, and then defensively, you know, like Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell in the secondary, and then really it's kind of in this linebacker core in the middle there defensively. I think the energy is up. I think the intensity has been really high from kind of the start of camp and all throughout. So for that reason, I do feel like this team is maybe in a better spot going into the season than the fan base might otherwise feel, solely because they just haven't really seen a ton of the starters out there on the field.
Will McFadden, who is senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com, you mentioned the fans don't get a chance to see these guys, so you be the eyes and ears here. Let's talk about a couple of things. One, you mentioned Kirk Cousins and Grady Jarrett and Troy Anderson. Are they all 100% ready to go?
They totally look ready to go. I mean, they look They look great out there. Kirk Cousins, I saw him chase down a, and I'm blanking on the name here, but he threw one of his few interceptions all camp and ended up, and I believe it was on his birthday, ended up just chasing the defensive back down the field, sprinting after him. And I mean, internally, I was kind of like, stop Kirk, because that's not where you want to see it. But he obviously looks good to go. He feels good to go. No setbacks have happened. He's been knocked to the ground. He's gone back up. So he looks great. Grady Jarrett looks, I wrote down in my notes on Wednesday at the scrimmage, vintage Grady Jarrett making amazing plays out there. And then Troy Anderson looks fast. He looks like he's got the most sideline to sideline range of any Falcons linebacker since Deion Jones. And, you know, we know when Deion Jones, like early in his career, when he really could cover the whole field, it added just that dynamic element, I think, to Atlanta's defense. So the guys he mentioned, and on top of that, like any of the guys who really came into camp with dinged up in any way, shape, or form looks good. Kyle Pitts looks really good. The only guys at this point, it looks like Nate Landman, Caden Ellis, Raheem Morris said yesterday, day-to-day on that. So, or Friday night, I apologize, day-to-day on those guys. So we'll see kind of what they are looking like in the lead-up to the Pittsburgh game. But right now, everybody looks healthy and kind of good to go.
Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon are going to be up to speed?
I hope so. I would expect they will be. They've not done a ton of work so far with the full team. Matthew Judon has done more, which is understandable, I think, given maybe some of the pre-snap responsibilities of a safety compared to kind of an outside linebacker edge rusher. It's a little bit more lineup and play if you're Matthew Judon, but Justin Simmons has a lot of familiarity in what I expect to be kind of the defensive foundation scheme-wise. So I would really anticipate those guys getting ramped up here over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, certainly that first week going into Pittsburgh when it is more game plan oriented, to me, I think that would be a little bit easier to get them fully ready to go. It's a little bit of a probably more a simpler bite to chew off when you're just game planning for one specific team. But they have a ton of experience in this league. They are veteran players and great players for a reason. I would anticipate them no issue week one, good to go.
All right, so we're talking Will McFadden, senior editor at AtlantaFalcons.com, about the Turk here. Natron Brooks, Donovan Mutant, Chris Blair, any of those guys make the 53, in your opinion?
Of the three you just mentioned, I had Chris Blair on my most recent 53-man roster prediction, which went up last week. He is somebody who I think going into the final preseason game, so through the first two preseason games, he was third in the league in the preseason in receiving yards. And he was only third by 3 yards. So that kind of showed, I think, how he has popped really this preseason as kind of a go-to receiver for really any quarterback that's been in the game at the same time as him. But he's done it in a few different ways. We remember back to the Miami game, that kind of 41-yard catch down the right sideline. He's caught some kind of crossing routes that he's then been able to turn upfield and get some yards after the catch. So he is somebody that I think, given the scheme change offensively and we anticipate more 11 personnel, I would look at him as maybe sticking as the sixth receiver behind Kadarius Hodge and Casey Washington as kind of those 4, 5, 6 guys. The other two that you mentioned, I can't remember if it was Mutant or Eifler, but either one of those two guys I think has had an incredible camp at the inside linebacker position. It just so happens that, you know, that group is pretty well set, I think, with your four, and that includes J.D. Bertrand in kind of that interior four. But those two would be prime practice squad candidates, or, you know, if I'm another team around the league, like, and I see kind of what they have done this preseason, they're really strong contenders as well. And then who was, remind me, your third one on that list?
Brooks.
Yeah, Natron Brooks. Natron. So, that's another one where I feel like the cornerback position is a little bit set if you're going to have Antonio Hamilton and Kevin King as kind of your fifth and sixth guys there. Now, they've done something interesting with Kevin King, and they've started looking at him a little bit in like a safety, almost jacked, like star linebacker type of Nick Saban big safety role. But that was very recent at the very end of camp. I wonder personally if that has something to do with you know, DeMarco Hellams being out for a significant amount of time per, you know, Raheem Morris. So if they are going to place him on IR and you have an internal candidate who could be maybe your fourth safety and your sixth corner, like that frees you up numbers-wise to maybe add somebody somewhere else or keep somebody at one of these other spots. So for that reason, I kind of think that Natrone Brooks may be on the outside looking in, even though he had a great second preseason game.
Will McFadden of AtlantaFalcons.com with John Fricke kind of fill in some of the blanks as we head towards the Steelers game. A couple of real quick questions because I wanted to, we got about 5 minutes left and I want to be able to get into a couple other areas. What happens with Taylor Heinicke right now? Is he going to get cut, traded? What's going to happen?
So I think he will stick around, but it's a little bit of an interesting situation, right? Because you've got the third quarterback now, your emergency third quarterback, which would be an extra man on game day on your 48 active players. So you could have 49. But to get him onto the practice squad, you would have to release him. And if you do that, there is always the risk that any one of these teams around the league can decide, hey, Taylor Heinicke has 38 career starts. Like, let's go ahead and add him to the roster as our backup. He can do some good things. So there is that risk-reward element to it, which maybe, as I just likened back to with the Kevin King kind of going at safety, if you can free up an extra spot, maybe that is where somebody like Taylor Heinicke goes. But I totally understand, like, he has not performed the way you would expect a veteran to in preseason. He would be the first to admit it. So his future in Atlanta is a little bit murky at this point in time. I still think he'll make it.
What are the expectations, Will, to take me and the fans listening inside? What are the expectations like inside the locker room? Are they quiet? Are they loud? What is the kind of, you know, the sentiment, the zeitgeist of the team?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've got two kind of parts to this answer. So I think the first is it stems from the head coach, and Raheem is so effervescent and just such a ball of energy, right? Like he's a battery pack. He doesn't require an outlet. He's got the energy all the time wherever he goes. And players are kind of thriving off of that and feeding off of that. And I think it's allowing them to be a little bit more themselves. Drake London especially has kind of said this training camp, like he feels like he's able to be a little bit more true to who he is and just be himself out there on the field, which, you know, players will say that from time to time. I'm sure everyone means it a little bit differently, but I think that is going to be a key element, and that comes from Raheem and just the culture that he's setting. The second part is this is now suddenly like a little bit more of a veteran team than I think we have been used to the last couple of years, especially defensively with the additions of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. And I was talking to Lorenzo Carter about this last week after practice, and he was just saying, like, Matthew Judon is one of the few guys in this building defensively that, like, has more experience than Lorenzo Carter in this league. And so in these interstitial moments, in these quiet moments in the locker room, I get the sense that these guys are all just really talking ball. Like, they are just kind of sitting down, asking each other questions, you know, hey, is this how you're seeing this? Or when you were in Baltimore, like, what did you guys do here? And it kind of does feel like the players are taking a little bit of the onus upon themselves, knowing that they are set up for something special. And for the guys that have been here the last couple of years, knowing maybe the bad taste that they have in their mouth and that they want to accomplish something that they haven't yet accomplished here in Atlanta. So it's kind of a combination of a lot of energy, but then I do think there's a sense of they need to prove it this season, and they're not going to be able to do that anywhere else but on the field. And so they're taking a lot of this stuff seriously.
All right, I got about a minute, Will. Will McFadden, senior editor at AtlantaFalcons.com. I've been following this team for a long, long time, Will. And in that time, I can honestly say we've had great offenses that carry the defense. 2016, we had great defenses that carry the offense, even as recent as last year. Which side of the ball, in your opinion, this year is better, the offense or the defense?
Ooh, wow, that's a tough one, John. So I'm going to try to be quick. I know we're up against the clock. I think you will see the defense make more impactful plays than we are used to from Atlanta's defense. So I would liken them more maybe to what we saw last year, where you get Jesse Bates making a game-swinging pick, you get a big sack in the red zone, like impact plays. But I think the offense is going to be the floor for what this team can accomplish. And I think they're going to start faster than people think. And I think they're going to be pretty good all year. So splash plays from the defense, And then a sustainable offense is kind of the key to victory for Atlanta this season to me.
Yeah, that was a setup question. And the reason it is, Will, is because in the, this is my 50th year of fandom and 45 years of covering the team. I'm not sure I've seen a team that was more balanced on both sides of the ball. This is one of the reasons I'm so excited about the year, because you can answer, and I'm going to ask the fans here, you can answer offense, defense, you can answer that either way. And yeah. I don't know the last time I could ask that, and you could go either way. It's just not something that, I don't know. My answer is, I don't know. let's find out. So, yeah, appreciate it, Will.
Of course, John, anytime, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.